Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski joins us on today's program to talk about the city's designation as among the safest in the state. Well, Chief, we talked about this a year ago, and it continued over the past year in 2018. Pella once again rated as one of the safest cities in Iowa. First of all, what does that say about the entire community, that it continues to be a very safe place for citizens to live, work, and enjoy?
Now, Andrew, it says an awful lot about this community. People naturally or instinctively look to the police when a report like this comes out and say that the police are doing a very good job. And you know, I'll gladly accept those congratulations. But when you really dig down here, the heart of the matter is it speaks to the community as a whole, what type of community Pella is. It goes without saying, this is a community dedicated to family values. And this report and this rating reflects that.
And now when it comes to police work and the police side of this, you know, what is the role that you play in terms of overall safety and the kinds of things that you practice here as a department to ensure that not only do you catch criminals, but there's active crime prevention and community building?
You're right on point with that, Andrew. The most important thing is preventing crime. It's always very rewarding when you catch somebody who's committed a crime. But it's even better if you can prevent that crime. When you prevent a crime, you don't have a victim. You don't have everything that goes with that damaged property or somebody who has to carry the emotional damage from an assault, we'll say. But how do you track how many crimes you've prevented? You can't really do that. It's hard to quantify how many crimes you've prevented, but that's the real measure of success. And by virtue of us having a safe community, and you just don't have as many criminal offenses as some of the other communities within a state, that speaks to perhaps crime prevention. And again, like we said, that speaks to the character of the community.
How much does, whether it's training or whether it's protocol or whatever, how much does that play into how officers handle that kind of situation? Because you mentioned crime prevention, it can be very difficult, but it can be tackled in many different ways. And there are even new opportunities coming this year that people will be excited about in terms of the safety resource officer at the schools.
First off, on the crime prevention side, we're not an agency that hired a chief of police to come here and fix Pella's homicide problem. We don't have a homicide problem. And hopefully we never do. But this is an opportunity, and this is a community for somebody like me or any police officer where you can really make a difference in the character of the community again. And you do that by addressing the little things. And if you clean up the little things in the community, the little things as far as, we'll say, parking offenses, minor damage, mischief, we'll call it, you address those little things, the big problems don't come along. You prevent them by taking care of the little things. And if the community looks nice, there's a perception of it being nice. People instinctively try to keep it nice. And as far as somebody with a desire to do wrong, they'll move on to another place. It looks like they can get away with doing those types of things.
And again, one of the other parts and components is you're actively continuing to engage the community. There's been Coffee with a Cop events. There's been the Citizens Police Academy. And as we mentioned, assuming council approves it, a new school resource officer over at our schools. You know, how much does community building with the police department play into not only crime prevention, but that feeling of safety and back and forth between the department and citizens?
Hey, Andrew, so often you see police departments, officers ride around with the windows up on their cars, air conditioning on. They can't hear people. They can't see people. We don't want to be that kind of an agency. We want to get out and interact with the community. We want them to know us, not just as a department, but to know us individually as people, as fellow members of the community. And by doing so, you become approachable. And by being approachable, they're more likely to tell you things you might not hear otherwise. They're more likely to listen to you when you ask them to do things of a crime prevention nature. And again, one of the things I know we preach here is that this is a very safe community. And as a police department, we'd like to think that we have something to do with that. And is it because we're out rustling up all the criminals? Well, yeah, that's part of it. But even more so, it's just the partnership we forge with the community. And as you mentioned, Coffee with the Cops, one, it gives us an opportunity to hear from the front lines, the people in the community, what their concerns are. We get out to Thursdays in Pella. We rotate or circulate through there frequently. We go to other community events as well. The Pella Youth Coalition, we participate in that and are very, very happy to see that get off the ground and the success that's realized. And then, as you mentioned, with the school resource officer, we're trying to create more of a presence within the schools so we can connect more with the community's youth. And they're youth today, but they're going to be adults very soon. And with adulthood comes careers, marriage, and children. And they're going to be raising Pella's next generation. And we'd just like to be there with a good relationship when all those things happen.
Once again, that was Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski discussing the National Council for Home Safety and Security's rankings of the safest cities in Iowa. That included Pella second on their list. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.